Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Kurt Wardle. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wiggins moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it and throws to second for the out. Nixon scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball four. Lynn moves to third. Roenick moves to second. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wardle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it and throws to second for the out. Bernazard moves to third. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Willard moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard scores. Butler moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Franco steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. Franco scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Storm Davis now pitching. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Butler moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Butler bunts towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. Willard moves to third. Nixon moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard scores. Nixon scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vukovic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tippi Martinez now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Fishlin pinch hits for Tony Bernazard. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Fishlin moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Willard strikes out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Butler reaches third base with a triple. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butler scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 5 RBIs. Franco strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Waddell now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Indians. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rayford hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wiggins takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0-for-4 in the game. Lacey hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.